Welcome to the hospital life with me, the Dr. Bob. Now, today we are going to be learning how to break bad news. So, let's just go over to our patient just over here. Hello, Cheryl, and how have you been just lately?
Yeah, I've just been suffering from a couple of headaches. Well, that's good. Now, we've got your results back and there's nothing to worry about. The cancer is definitely terminal, so you can cancel that holiday after all. Thank you. Next week we should be learning how to break very, very bad news to animals. Thank you. Boop! Hello. Welcome, Booers. I'm going to give you a new name now, Booers again. How are you? This is Dean again. And I'm just flicking through the old Goose catalogue. Just having a little shifty look. Well, so far, what have I done? I put some washing in. There's about the second load going in now. I think there's still like a couple of towels to go in, but that'll be fine. And I've just looked outside through our conservatory, and there is actually snow falling. Now, my predictions were when the last snow was falling in the UK, down here in Kent, that we'd have another load of snowfall towards the end of January, beginning of February, and it would get worse, probably by the end of February. Now, these predictions so far are coming true, because it happens every single year. Snow falls just before Christmas. Everyone then starts yelling, oh, we're going to get a white Christmas. It's going to be a white Christmas. No. The only white snow you're going to get on a white Christmas is a little bit that's left over. We get it every year. Same time, same places, all over the UK. Everybody panic buys, goes crazy, you know, public transport just goes wild. You can't get anywhere. So, why can't we just then travel when it gets a little bit snowy? Why can't we then just travel by snowplow? I don't know, it's strange to think that, isn't it? But still. People would get a lot places quicker whilst it's snowing. I think there'd be a lot of hassle about the, all the news making up these stories. Oh, you know, rioters have been snowballing in London. Oh, this has been happening in, I don't know, Gillingham, anything like that. It's crazy. It's just my head in so much. But, yeah. Oh, it's been a while, Boaz. How have you been? Oh, that's good. And my phone's going. Well, that's funny, isn't it? Hold on. I'm going to stay on here whilst I answer the phone. Just running to the phone. Hello? Hello? Charming. We keep getting those, actually. People will ring. You'll answer. Nothing. We can sometimes hear something in the background, just like a murmur. But we have no idea what it was. Yeah, I don't know. Just every now and then, just get a phone call. Just nothing on the phone. Charming. Well, I guess it's better than that then. Ooh, hello. We would like to offer you a credit card with no limits. Oh, go away, please. But still, today is a Thursday. Can you still hear me? I hope so. Can I just put you by the window? It's a Thursday, and I'm going to meet, well, Olivia's coming to my house straight after school, so that's going to be quite nice. And then we're going to go down to the town to pick Julie up on the way to Riverside, because we need to go to Riverside because it's work tonight. So, also special needs night tonight, so that's going to be quite fun as well, where we put, not we don't put, but we have our buddying system in place with our Yak volunteers. That's always quite nice. So yeah, that's basically my day. And so far I've done nothing but put some washing in, I think I just told you that. Oh yeah, I had made some pasta salad earlier. That was quite nice. But my time's running out, so I better go. Bye, boo-boos.